Welcome to Two Girls in a Bible. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And this is our Victorious Podcast. And we're here with our friend Teresa Stabler.
We are so excited that she has come to join us. We just got finished with the Flourish Conference just a few weeks ago.
Amazing.
Absolutely. She was an incredible speaker there. And she actually spoke on reveal to heal, that God reveals things to us in our lives, not to hurt us or rub our face in the mud or anything like that, but to actually heal the broken areas in our soul. And so, Teresa, welcome to our Victorious Podcast.
Thank you.
Oh,
I am super excited to be here with both of you. It is truly such an honor. And I just want to thank the both of you for the invitation, and thank you for all that you do for the kingdom.
Thank you so much. Yes. So we are actually honored that we get to do this.
Yes,
we are so honored that we get to do this, and that we call you friend. So we need each other in the body of Christ. So, you know, at the Flourish Conference, you gave, and this is the book, we're actually going to be doing a Bible study, the very first Two Girls in a Bible Bible study.
In the month of May, it'll be a four-week course.
Every Friday at 7 p.m. right here in our new office location. So we're excited.
Look at
the background. It's absolutely beautiful. We have plenty of space to invite you in. And so we're excited about that. But you're going to be talking to us about how the Lord revealed some things in you, in your personal testimony. Because on this podcast, Teresa, what I love about this podcast is we get to be raw, real, and relatable.
Amen.
And share our testimonies from the point, from a position from God's word and how his truth transformed our lives.
Amen.
So I know that you live that thing out every day. So we're excited to hear exactly what God's put on your heart.
Amen. Yes. Well, I want to read the scripture in Psalms 31:10 that says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me." And I remember as a first believer, that was one of the things that was my heart cry, you know, was that, "Lord, create in me
a pure
What does
heart.
It mean to create something, right?
That's right.
I think in any scripture that we do, it's really important for you to understand not just the word of God, but the words inside the word itself.
Yes.
So when you understand, like, what does it mean to create?
Okay.
So for me, that was one of the main things for me. But here I am 20-something years later. And because of the things that I, Teresa, have gone through as a new believer and now as a rooted believer, I really feel like in this hour, in order for us to do and to be all that God's created us to be, we truly need to allow God to reveal those things deep down into the wells of our heart.
Oh, I love that.
So this is what you mean by create.
Yes.
Right. What I love what you said was that you were a new believer, but now you're a rooted believer.
Yes.
So, and I love that, just that, that play on words, because roots run deep.
Yes, they do.
And depending on how deep your roots are, really depends on how nourished your soul is.
That's right.
So I love that you used the word rooted.
Amen. And we also know what bitter roots can do.
Yes.
Ooh.
Right?
We can talk about that.
Yes.
We can talk about that, because when you hold a seed of bitterness, it gets ugly real quick. Before you know it, you're done talking about somebody behind their back because you're holding on to that bitter root. And so you have to fight that bitter root and say, I absolutely will not. I will go to my friends, my trusted friends, and I will tell them the bitterness that is lingering in my heart so that they will pray for me.
Amen.
And I can be released from that, because if I'm holding it on in secret, there's all kinds of things that can flourish out of that. And I'm not trying to have anything flourish from a bitter root.
Amen. And, you know, Jennifer, I want to read this scripture. In Hebrews 12:15, it says, "See to it that no one falls short of grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many."
Can you read that one more time?
I can, yes. So Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one falls short of grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." So think about this. When I was thinking about this word, we know grace means unmerited favor, right?
Yes. Yep.
How are we saved? We're saved by grace. It's not by works.
We can't work for it.
So roots, when we're rooted in something, the roots normally go down And that's where the nourishment comes. It comes from the earth that goes down. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible talks about that, you know, when the winds come, we're rooted, right, by the tree near the wayside. Mm-hmm. And when the storms of life come, basically the tree might break off, but the roots are what deep. But in this, yes, pertaining to bitterness, it says, be careful that no bitter root grows up. Mm. Do you understand?
Mm. And what happens when a bitter root grows up?
What's it producing?
What is it producing? It's choking you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It begins to choke. It begins to die.
Oh, that's right.
So good.
That's right.
That's so good.
That's right. So, and then we were talking about this too, mm-hmm, right? We were just talking about this, mm-hmm, Kim, that when we feel disappointed with something.
Ooh. Right? Yes, that bitter root, that bitter seed of disappointment.
That's right.
It starts out as a seed of disappointment.
That's right.
That can turn into a root.
That's right.
And an injustice, like you said.
An injustice.
That's right. It's actually a sadness and an injustice.
Oh, so good.
So where the enemy gets you, where he gets us, where he has gotten me, friends, is that because of the injustice, we feel justified to feel a certain way, and that is what the world tells us.
Yes.
But the world is a lie.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's where that we need so to true. Be able to come to our friends and say, you know what? This did hurt me. This was wrong. Mm-hmm. How do I process these feelings in the manner that is going to reveal to me where this is coming from? Because God reveals it something because he wants us to heal. He wants us to be free.
Yes, yes.
He
yes,
wants us to flourish into everything
absolutely.
That he's called us to mm-hmm. be.
Amen. I want to go back to the part that says, and again, this is in Hebrews 12:15. It says, see to it that no one falls short.
Come on.
Of the grace.
Yes.
Of God.
Yes.
So like you touched on that a little bit about, you know, grace is not earned,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Grace is a place, yes, you can't work for it, but that you learn to rest in it.
Amen.
I want to read it from the NLT.
Okay, read it from the NLT.
The NLT puts it this way, which is pretty close to what you just said. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous
Come on.
Root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many.
That Come is on. So good.
Isn't
that
it good?
Is so good. Good. Yes. yes. And one of the things that the Lord was showing me through a song that I recently heard, it's called Made for More. I never heard it before, but there's a piece in it that talks about the fountain of grace runs to me, runs
yes.
towards me.
Yes.
But when I was listening to that song, what I really heard, even though in my ears I heard the song and what it said, but in my heart I heard the fountain of grace runs through my veins.
Come on.
It's a part
so
of
it's
who
part of
I
the
am.
Our DNA.
It's yeah. in our DNA.
From our heavenly Father.
And
but
so
isn't
that's
it just
how we,
so cool that
yes.
God would just reveal that to you? It's
yes.
not just, what did you say?
Runs to me.
Not runs to you, but it
yeah.
runs through you.
It runs through me. Through my
good.
Veins. I'm carrying the blood of Christ.
Amen. And that's just it. The blood. And you know, his blood means life itself.
Life mm-hmm. itself.
It
yes.
actually means life itself.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's just so a beautiful thing. So keep that in mind. Healthy roots grow down, but bitter roots grow up.
And so, I love what how Kim added to that about choking.
Yes.
It chokes the plant when it grows
it does.
Down. That was good.
Amen.
Well, it steals your voice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because you, if you're a seasoned Christian and you're walking with the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. I had an experience just recently that I had to confront somebody over bitter roots mm-hmm. that I didn't even realize they were bitter, but the Lord revealed it to me that I was bitter.
Mm.
So didn't mean that I had to be this person's best friend, but it did say that I needed to come to them and ask them for
Amen.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so so through that, we talked it out, and it was good.
And you know what? That's casting down. That's God taking a hold of your pride.
Yes.
And casting it down and lifting you up because you were humble enough to
Amen.
Ask for forgiveness for something from someone who probably didn't even know
That's right.
that you were harboring that.
That's right.
right. Exactly.
And how did you feel after that? I bet you felt free.
To be truthful, I was a little annoyed that the Lord asked me to do it.
But after you did it, what happened?
But yeah. after I did it, it was probably several hours into it that I just felt the peace of God fall over me. And that I wasn't giving this I wasn't entertaining these thoughts anymore in my head because they just kept coming up and coming up. Amen. And I'm like, why am I keep thinking about this? I don't want to think about this anymore. But then once I did, you know, I was obedient to the Lord. I was able to set it all aside and he just took it from me.
Amen.
And so that's uprooting those bitter roots.
Yeah, right. And there was a peace about it, you know.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So even though, so you did it when you didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do
then
it.
Then after you do it, you're like, that really stunk. Right. I didn't want to do that.
But it set me free.
But it set you free. And you didn't realize the benefit of immediately.
Yeah.
It would take time for you to realize, wait a minute, I'm not thinking about that anymore.
Something it took several hours.
Something had changed.
It becomes a stronghold in your mind. And what I love about that too, you know.
And you know, people, that it's okay.
Yeah.
Because the Lord is willing to wait on us.
Yes.
And he's willing for us to catch up to where he is.
Yes.
And he will slowly keep nudging us until
we
are in obedience.
Hence the word grace.
Exactly.
Runs through our veins.
That's right.
Here's the word. Here's your sign.
Yeah. Here's your sign. I love that.
That's right. Yeah. And with obedience comes miracles.
Yeah.
You know, and God honors obedience even over sacrifice. So through that, you know, and I think about this, Kim, that it's the very truth that sets people free.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's the open confession from the very beginning as a new believer that we have to confess with our mouth.
That's where it starts.
Lord.
Yeah.
But then think about this. We overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and
the
word of our testimony.
Yeah.
So. And I just think, I just look down here at Hebrews 12 and the title of, you know, going to verse 14 through all the way to the end, it's called A Call to Listen to God.
Okay, amen.
A call to listen.
A call to listen to God. Amen. So how can that not be any more plain?
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank
you, God. It's like, all right, Kimberly, it's a call to listen.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Here's your sign. No, just kidding. Like, okay, I'm overusing that.
Like,
I know.
It's like, where's your rope? It's like, Kim.
I'm yanking you back over here.
And that's the beautiful thing about our God. And I think one of the main things that you were saying, too, that really spoke to me personally throughout my walk of life from a new believer to the root of believer that I am is that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
that you are to give yourself grace, yourself give yourself grace, and allow God to work on you because he is the potter. And we are the clay.
Yes.
And he's creating a pure heart in you.
Amen.
He's creating it. So that's, it's ongoing. It's
constant. It takes time.
Yes.
It does. You know, the Lord can do it overnight.
Yeah.
But I think more than not, it's a slow process.
Yeah. Yes. And there's a reason why one of the fruits of the Spirit.
It's just like cooking.
It's true.
You wait to get something to a simmered boil.
Yes.
A simmer boil is very hard for a chef or a cook to in the kitchen when there's like, okay, it comes to a simmer boil. I just did this the other day and I was like, a simmer boil, wait for it to simmer and boil.
Mm.
I was like, that makes no sense. It's either boiling or it's
or it's simmering. Which one
is it? It was a simmering boil. It's a low. It builds up and it takes those flavors and it begins to multiply them. Until it absorbs everything that it's supposed to until you take it off the fire.
That's so good.
That's right.
That's so good.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
So good.
Amen. Amen.
So one of the things that that I want you to talk about, and this is for our listeners too, and also I'm going to just say this really quick. So in our magazine, which you can get online, Teresa has her very first printed article, which we were so excited about publishing for her, and it's called Keep Moving Forward.
Listen,
you are not going to want to miss this article. This is just an incredible, this is her heart poured out. There's so much revelation that she had when she originally published or originally wrote it on Facebook. We actually had to take out and just concentrate on one little part of it. Right? Because it was just such a beautiful revelation. Mm-hmm. But also her heart with her husband, and God is dealing with this. And, you know, we reveal things on this show. And since we're talking about reveal to heal, her and her husband are going to be venturing out at some point to do a marriage podcast.
Yes.
Which I really love because they are just an incredible
kingdom couple. I want me and my husband to be a guest on your show.
Oh, well, it's done. And
yours. Because me and my husband, we'll bring comedy to it.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
But I need that.
One of the things that I'd like for you to share on our show today is just one piece, and you know, I know that you have 100 healing moments and stories, mm-hmm. but just talk to our listeners and our viewers today and just let them know one piece of a very broken part of your life. And how the Lord stepped in, he revealed a truth to you that really sanctified your soul. Because yes. that's what's happening. When we're being made whole, right?
Yes.
Then he is sanctifying our soul. And that sanctification process goes on for the rest of our life.
Amen.
And so could you just share something personal that sure. you'd be willing to share with our listeners and audience?
I'd be honored, yeah. yes. Thank yeah. you. So the first thing that came to my mind being that she's talking about my husband and I, and the podcast that we're going to be doing, there was a moment in our lives that, you know, there was infidelity where my husband did step out, and it devastated me because my husband always loved me. And even during that time, mm-hmm. he had nothing but love for me. And I had two young kids. And of course, I worked full time. It was during Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. I had to go do this big fashion show about love, and I wanted nothing to do or talk about love. And I honestly didn't know how. I was going to do that. And I have, of course, offered to bake cookies for my girls' class. So I'm baking Valentine's Day cookies. And I was very careful at the time of every decision that I would make because I knew that it would affect my children. Every word that was going to come out of my mouth, every action, I was very careful with it. So we were still in the house together, and I was in the kitchen cooking, and the Holy Spirit had told me, lay your life down and set him free.
Okay, say that again.
So and explain what you mean.
Yes, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly, and he said, Teresa, lay your life down to set him free. Ooh. And I told him no.
Mm-hmm.
I rebelled.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. I did the first batch of cookies, and I'm actually upset at this point, and I'm going talking to the Lord, and I'm giving him every reason why that I'm the victim here and that I shouldn't have to do that.
And just know that that's okay. The Lord doesn't mind when we disagree with him, because in the end,
yes,
he's going to, at some point, we're going to understand what he means.
Amen.
And it goes back to grace.
Yes,
like
it
God's
does.
Grace is truly sufficient enough to cover the process.
Amen. And I was truly broken. And for him to ask me that, I'm going to be honest with you, I was so broken. I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know how. And so he had asked me again, and I just was like, I don't think I can do it, God. And here the third time, the Holy Spirit asked me to do it. And as I was walking from the bathroom, and I said, yes, Lord, I will do this, God.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it. And he was in the bathroom, and he was shaving at the time. And as I was walking, he said, do you love your children? I said, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. He said, do you love your mother-in-law? I said, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you see the pit that he is in? He's in a pit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I need you in this moment to look at your husband and see him through my eyes.
Oh, so good.
Not your eyes.
So good.
But
and that is so important that we ask. When we're in situations like this or any other situation that would bring us, when we're battling the enemy.
Yeah.
My first go-to these, you know, it's been for years, but it wasn't always, but I do now, is, Lord, let me see them through your eyes.
Amen.
Let me see them through your eyes. And he will honor that prayer every time.
Amen.
Every single time he will honor
Amen.
That. So I just think that's amazing that,
Thank
and
you.
Sure enough, you did.
Amen.
Yes.
And I did. And I went in there and I said, listen, and he was shaving at the time. And I said, listen, I don't know what that devil has over you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
I Amen. Said, I'm not here as your wife. I'm here as a sister in Christ,
mm-hmm.
and I'm here to tell you the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, because of my obedience,
mm-hmm.
it not just brought peace to my heart,
mm-hmm.
but it broke something in him where he was carrying that shame and condemnation. And in that moment, it broke, and he sat on the bed weeping, and he actually
goodness.
Shared. And, you know, so here we are 12 years later, and I think through that, through our hurts and our acts of obedience and actually seeing him through the Lord's eyes and not my eyes or what he has done, because mm-hmm. we all fall short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That yeah. God really did a new thing, yes, not just did. In my heart,
yeah.
but his heart, and then together.
You know, you just spoke at the Women of Worth at Trader Rick's this past Saturday, and there was yes. a moment where your husband, Roy, stood up and passed you the microphone, and I was so blessed, and I'll share that picture on the comments
yes.
On our social media if you guys want to go check it out. But there was just this moment that I saw when he passed you the microphone that was just, there was something so special, because I saw a very strong man of faith.
Amen.
Who was standing to support and build up his wife.
Amen. Amen. You said it so good.
Oh my goodness. I just thought that that was just the most beautiful moment, because he's strong. He's a big guy,
yes,
right?
Is.
But he's also very humble.
He is.
You know, and it takes humility to look
he
at
is.
Your ugly.
Yes.
And to stand on stage and say, this is where I was, but look what Christ has done for me.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Cannot
no.
share what Christ has done for you if you're holding on. That is pride. If you are so afraid to share the miracles that God has done in your life,
yes.
that is a form of pride.
It is. And you know what? I think we have to have this mindset, Jennifer,
yeah.
and this is what it makes me think of. And you know, God has just put this so deep in my heart. And the first time I ever was asked to speak somewhere, I showed up and I was so nervous. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I came in with my jacket backwards because, you know, in the store one-on-one, I was comfortable with it. But
mm-hmm.
being up there,
mm-hmm.
and somebody had said to me, you know, can you find one person in the crowd and would you do it for them?
Mm-hmm.
And to me,
so
that
good.
I think is such a wonderful perspective to have. Is that be that one for the one,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus left the 99 for the one. So despite
yeah.
our flaws or what we think or what we've been through,
yeah.
it's like if God can do it for us and he wants to do it
yeah.
for us
mm-hmm.
and he reveals it, then we are his ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
We are his ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
we need to look beyond that and even
mm-hmm.
see our own selves through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And truly be the one for the one.
I think that is so
Amen.
True, because the first time I ever spoke, I said, Lord, who am I going to reach? Who's going to listen to me? You know, what do I have to say that they don't already know?
Sure.
And that's what he told me. He said, look for the one.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I said, show me the one.
Amen.
And there was this one particular young lady that I talked to the whole entire time.
Amen.
And she is the one who basically was blessed by what I
Amen.
Had to say.
It
I was
really
speaking
is
to
about
the
one.
It's about
yeah.
the one. And,
yeah.
you know,
it's
I don't
about
know
the one.
It is.
If anybody else got anything out of it that night, but it was really beautiful because she did.
Yeah.
And he did tell me that. He said, speak to the one.
It's beautiful.
And on that, just to even talk about our story, Kim, and how we came together.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's a funny story.
It is a funny story. We won't get into that. Me and Kim are going to have our own little podcast to reveal the whole truth.
We're
going to
reveal
what happened here.
We
right?
met. I love it.
We're going to tell you all about
and
it. It's going to be fun.
I love it.
It's going to be good.
It's
going to
be amazing.
But, you know, Kim was the one for me, because she was the only one who would listen to me. You know, I didn't have any. And this was just a season in life, and I'm not, you know, trying. I never want to put down the church. Listen, the church is Jesus's girl.
Amen.
He died for the church,
yes.
right? So nobody's putting down the church. I
Amen.
Love the church.
Yes.
But there were some things that God was working out of me.
Amen.
And I believe that part of that was
and those were due to past traumas.
And, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was people pleasing, and then the one when they would respond in a way of like that, I would just instantly feel rejected.
Yes.
You know, and some of it
I
was extreme. You're like, some of it was, it did get very extreme in my walk too, with people rejecting me, and that's okay too. But at that season when I met Kim, she was the one. There was a time I held a Bible study. I was so excited. I held a Bible study at my house. And she called me up, and she canceled because she had a flat tire. And I said, don't worry about it. I'll come get you. And she said, well, I'm in my pajamas. I said, it's okay. Come over.
I didn't
pajamas.
Really want to go that night. I was trying to get out of it. I was like, Lord, I don't want to go.
So
I want to sit on my couch and watch
so
my
she's
shows.
10 minutes away. I go get her. Well, it's probably about 15 minutes. Yeah. I got there about 10.
No, you got there in 5.
I know
she was driving fast.
We went back to my house, and she was the only one that came that night. But that was the beginning
Well, he told me, after I hung up, I said, Lord, I don't want to go. Maybe I can just talk to her here. And he's like, get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got dressed, mm-hmm. and when she got there, I got in the car, and then you know,
yeah.
we went to her house.
Yeah. And there, that night, the Lord gave me a word for her. And what mm-hmm. he said, what I said to her was that she's a pillar.
Amen.
And she's a pillar in the body of Christ.
Amen.
So what does a pillar do? It holds people up.
Amen.
It is a strong tower.
Amen.
You know, there's strength behind that.
It's beautiful.
So, but in order to be strong, in order to be strong, there's pain there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a resilience that you've had to go through. You've been tried and tested, and you're still standing.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
And so she was the one for me, and I probably wasn't the one for her, but...
Well, just
but
to tell you a little bit about it, you know, when I first seen her, I was like, I don't know her and I don't want to. And the Lord, and we were going to a conference. I said, please don't let her and that lady be in my car. They were sisters. I was like, I do not know them and they don't know me. And Lord, we know this is not going to work out.
Yeah. Oh, but it did. It
looked at God. God had a plan.
God had a plan. We're not going to tell him anymore.
No,
because you better listen to the podcast.
God had a plan.
To hear the rest of it.
But that's just an inkling. So if you want to hear it, comment, please.
You're going to have to, you're going to have to let us know you want to hear that story, and we'll share it.
You do want to hear it.
We'll share it.
Because I know it.
It's hilarious. But just to wrap up this session, Teresa, I want you to leave our listeners and viewers with one thing that you want them to walk away from this session, and then we're going to go into session two.
Okay.
So we're going to have Teresa for two sessions. We're so excited.
Yes.
And let me just, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
Will you come back and be a future guest whenever God gives you a word?
I would be honored.
Praise God. Yes. Woo! So you ladies will be out, or you gentlemen and ladies, our listeners and viewers will be able to see Teresa more often. And so we're excited about that. Thank you. Thank you for your yes.
Thank you for your yes. And, you know, I do want to share this. One of the things that you ladies had said, and I think this is something that you definitely should hold in your heart, is that we get to minister to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because of what he has done for us. And what gives us the ability to do that is love.
Yeah.
It's his love. We love because he first loved us through every flaw.
Yeah.
Through every hurt, through every rejection, through every disappointment, we get back up. The Bible does tell us that we are going to go through trials and tribulations, but he said, count it all joy because
count
you belong to
joy.
Me.
Yes.
And I think the greatest thing that I could leave anybody with is to tell you that you are loved.
Yes.
That you are loved. That you are loved no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what's been said to you, no matter what's been done to you, that you are loved. And what enables us to love is because God the Father first loved us. And that is why, that should be your why to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
That should be your why to want to share what God is doing in and through you and to put in the work to heal.
Yes, that's so good. So put in the work to heal. Hold on to that. And get ready, because God reveals to heal.
Amen.
I want to leave you with this. It's okay to look at the ugly.
Yes.
I tell my children all the time, the truth is always better, no matter how ugly it is, no matter how bad it is, the truth is always better because we can deal with the truth.
That's right.
And Kim, do you have
once you tell the truth, it sets you free.
Amen. It sets you free.
The enemy can't use that against
you
anymore.
Right. No.
That is your blessing.
Amen.
Yes.
And so
with that,
wouldn't you want to be set free?
Yes.
Absolutely. With that, we have one last thing to say. First, we're going to have you close us out in prayer, and then we'll share our last thing.
Amen.
Our last thing.
You can use that
prayer.
Well, Father, we just thank you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity, God, to be able to be here together, Father. We thank you and we praise you, God, for every person, Father God, that has an ear to hear, God. Let them hear the word of the Lord, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray right now, Father God, that, Lord God, that you would start revealing things to them, Father God, so they too can be healed, Father God.
Lord.
So they too can heal and then go out and heal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Lord.
Father, we pray now,
Lord.
God, you would meet every need, Father God, whatever it is, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father,
thank
we prophesy,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Prophesy
thank
now,
you,
Father God, over every listener, Father God,
thank
that they
Jesus.
Shall be set free
thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Mighty
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, God.
Thank
and they
you,
would
Lord.
Have the revelation and the knowledge to
yes,
know, God,
Lord.
How loved that they are by you, God.
Oh, thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Would you rain on them,
Make
Father?
So.
Would you echo this
thank
in their
you,
hearts
Jesus.
And their minds, God?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we know, God, that your banner over your people is love.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So good. And I want to let you know that on our, if you want to find out when our Bible studies are, where they're going to be held out, if you want to register, if you want all of that information, the easiest way to find it is download our app.
Yes.
So you can search for Two Girls in a Bible, and you will see our calendar there, and you'll know where all of our events are. There'll be links for you to register directly on our website. And so there's limited seats, you guys. So there's like 20 seats for every session. So you want to get in there and get your seats. And, of course, everything will be videotaped and is shared online so all of our viewers will have access to it.
Exciting.
Amen.
Amen. But with that, there's one thing left to say, Kim.
One last thing.
One last thing.
Know this.
You will always have a friend with two girls and a Bible. Yay.
Hallelujah. Amen.